Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Morning Yankee Show. It is Friday, July 10th, 2026. Chat, where were you when Ryan McMahon saved this season? That is indeed what he did yesterday. 12-pitch at-bat, wasn't that beautiful? Yes, it was. We're going to talk about that and a bunch more because, you know, sometimes when you put your best foot forward, God rewards you with a 12-4 rout of the Tampa Bay Rays. Talk about much needed. Much needed. I had a great time yesterday, chat. Let me tell you, I had a great time yesterday. And I'm sure many of you did as well. It is so good to see you here on this lovely Friday. The sun is shining. The Yankees are in Washington. I'm making deals. I'm making calls. The deadline is just a few weeks away. And speaking of making calls, Cashman did speak to the media yesterday, and we're going to break it all down. It wasn't via a phone call. It was face-to-face, because that's what we do things like chat with dignity, respect. We're the New York Yankees, damn it. Anyways, hope you're all doing well. Click like on the stream if you have not already. It's so good to see you guys again. Some housekeeping notes up in here. Washington, 3-game sets, 6:40 start tonight. I think we might do a watch party. We'll have a couple watch parties this weekend, at the very least one. Hopefully two. I'll keep you guys updated on that. But, 3 more games, and then the first half concludes, which will begin the All-Star break starting on Monday. That'll run through Thursday. Friday, we'll begin the second half. Dodgers at home, 3-game set against L.A. to kick things off in the second half. And then the deadline, which is really what I bring, why I want to bring all this up, the deadline is August 3rd, which is so, so close. That is just about 3 weeks away now. And, Brian Cashman discusses some things in a very Brian Cashman-esque way of speaking, but, you know, does give you some insight on where his head's at. And he makes it clear. Spoiler alert, if you didn't see, he said catcher is clearly an issue. Or he said catching is an issue, clearly. And we'll get into all that and more, everything that Cashman said. But let's talk about yesterday's lovely win, because that was, you know, you go down early 1-0 on the Caminero homer, which, of course, that was going to happen. We had limited him all series long, where he was hitless up until that at-bat. He goes deep. And then, all of a sudden, even myself, like, I was starting to watch from a more, like, I don't want to say casual perspective, because I was watching every single pitch, but, like, I was sitting back with not the greatest of expectations. I didn't automatically assume that they're going to get, like, not swept, lose 3 out of 4. But I found myself, after being quite motivated in the morning, Yanks go down 1-0, and, you know, first 2 innings, they do nothing offensively against Rasmussen. Kind of sulking a little bit. I was bummed. I was, like, starting to feel a little bit of the previous night, from Wednesday's depression. And depression's a strong word, but where I was, like, kind of being a wuss, yo, and I was just like, ugh. I wasn't happy. And then you get to the third inning. And first things first, shout out Max Schumann. He leads off with a double, which at first, and somebody else pointed this out too, makes you almost a little bit irritated about the night before. It's like, why are we trying to run that safety squeeze, which was definitely, in all likelihood, a product of just Max Schumann's own decision, where he decided to do a bunt with Jason Dominguez on third, because Jason had no idea what the hell was going on. Max Schumann is capable of hitting, clearly. His OPS is well above 800 so far, and there's no world where Max Schumann is not on the Yankees postseason roster. He's fantastic. Anyways, he leads off with a double. Then you get to Ryan McMahon. And probably the best pure at-bat of the season. He goes 12 pitches, foul and pitch off, pitch after pitch. And obviously, as we all know, what ends up resulting in that at-bat is a RBI double, which all of a sudden, shit, back-to-back doubles. We're tied at 1. Yankees, what do we got going here? Well, they go on to score 6 runs this inning, highlighted by a Ben Rice 2-run shot, which was his first of the game. Ended up hitting another one, of course, later on, which we're not going to play sound from the second homer, but yo, that was a fantastic call, by the way. Side note from Michael Kay on the second homer, where he's like, that'll get a run in, maybe more. I'm like, yes. Yes. Wonderful. Anyways, Yanks scores 6 runs in this inning, but there was so much more besides just the 2 things that we mentioned so far. First things first, Ben Rice is back. That is huge. Now, 28 home runs on the year. He goes into the All-Star break hot. Hopefully this offense continues going to the Washington series, of course. More on that in just a second. But the McMahon at-bat might be the biggest at-bat of the season. We talked about Caballero the other day and that three-run homer that he hit in his two-homer game. That's still a very big pivotal moment. Tough to look at that as like a pure turning point in the season, knowing that we lost the next two. No doubt about it, that was huge. But in terms of just like taking a nice deep sigh of relief after McMahon drives in Schumann, which apparently they said, Schumann and McMahon said to each other going into that inning, like, yo, let's go double for double. Now, if they didn't go double for double, we wouldn't hear about that. So like those sort of quotes don't always, you know, matter all that much to me. But nonetheless, Schumann, great job by you. McMahon, brilliant job by you. 12-pitch at-bat, RBI double. But then from there, you see some of the best baseball the Yankees have played all season long. You have Jason Dominguez. I think this was after the Ben Rice homer. I might be lacking chronological order here, but Jason Dominguez, little ground ball to the right side, he beats it out on what was truly just a hustle infield single. I mean, that's a ball that most players are out on, but do not forget how fast Jason Dominguez is. Like, he is the quickest on the team. No doubt about it. He beats that out, steals second base. Cody Bellinger, who had two hits yesterday, he reaches on an infield single, first and third. And then Jose Caballero, opposite field, pushes the ball against the shift, drives in Jason. And I was tweeting out, and other people too, to a very similar ilk. And I think they're completely justified. I almost shed a tear. I truly almost shed a tear. Let me pull up the box score to make sure I'm not missing anything else. Of course, you had the Ben Rice homer, the McMahon and Schumann doubles we already talked about. And this all does not happen, I feel like. Granted, we have no idea. But just in terms of the vibes of that inning, it was the best vibes we've had in a long time. And the most runs the Yankees had scored in a long time, let alone in one single inning. But let me pull up the exact play-by-play here because I want to make sure I have this all right. I'm starting the book, by the way. As of the second half, I will be keeping score every single game like I used to do when I was just a boy. By the way, let's go in chronological order here, actually, because I want to make sure I properly shout everything out in this third inning. So you have the Schumann double, McMahon double, brilliant. Austin Wells, now he ended up going deep for what was at the time a pretty big run because the Rays are climbing back in. Wells goes deep. Hallelujah. Fifth home run of the year. That was awesome. Good for you, Wells. And interesting, it came right after Brian Cashman said there's clearly an issue at catcher. But I do want to shout him out also for where Girardi was specifically highlighting the fact of like, yo, we have to make sure like we just had productive at-bats. And at the time, it was Schumann let off the double. McMahon, just get him over to third. He, of course, ended up doubling. But Wells was then able to get McMahon over to third base, which Trent Grisham RBI singles. So a good at-bat by Wells, productive at-bat to move McMahon to third. Grisham drives him in. Then you had the Ben Rice homer, which at the very time, I did not know like for a fact was gone. But once you go to the replay, it was quite shocking to see how, you know, in the booth, like they were not all that certain, given the one replay that we saw that it clearly went over the line and like bounced over the wall, under the seat, and then ricocheted. Nonetheless, his first home run of the game. But that was awesome. And then let's see what else you have. You have the Jason Hustle single. He's still second, like we said. Bellinger infield single. Jose Caballero against the shift. That was brilliant. Jazz didn't have a hit yesterday, but had some really good at-bats. He had a sac fly. That made it 6-1. And all of a sudden, it's like, holy crap. Could this turn the season around? Which they end up scoring a bunch more after that, too. We have no idea what this is going to lead to. But I say that because it's baseball. I say that because I know, like, tonight, many will operate on the assumption that that was a one-time thing. Yankees are going to go back to crapping themselves. I really do not think that's going to be the case. I mean, that's the sort of game yesterday, whether you just want to specify the McMahon at-bat or just talk about, like, the complete, what ended up being, like, a bludgeoning of the Rays pitching against a really good pitcher, which throws us back to a conversation when we were celebrating this team, how awesome things were going where, yo, against almost every big-time pitcher that we had faced, the Yankees were putting up numbers against them. That finally was a case again yesterday against Rasmussen. His final line, 2 1/3, 7 hits, 6 runs, no walks, 2 strikeouts. We rocked him. The Wells homer, that made it 7-3. Jake Bird, not great. But in the end, Nicky Bullpen did its job yesterday. Camille Duvall was not good. Brent Hedrick, though, he bailed him out. Angel Chavihi was really promising looking. We'll see what that leads to. But so far, he's only allowed, what, 1 run in like 6 1/3 innings pitched. He looked good. He'll remain on the roster through the rest of the first half. Let's see what else here. There was also, too, one thing I want to shout out this series. Not one error by the Yankees this series. Defensively, they were quite sound, and they were really... I think I just lied. Jason Dominguez may have had an error in Game 3. No, that might have been yesterday. Nonetheless, it wasn't scored an error, but we know about his issues in right field. He's not going to be starting in right come October, so like, who really cares? Defensively, this was a good series for the Yankees. And long-term, I don't worry about the defense besides against the lefty, which we saw a couple times this series, Rosario starting at third, but there were no issues, fortunately. But long-term, that's really my only true concern with Rosario is his him at third base. Come October, the Yankees should field a really sound defensive team. Anyways, a good day for Trent Grisham. A lot of guys had a couple hits. You had Grisham 2-for-5, Rice 2-for-4 with the 5 RBIs, 2 homers, Jason 2-for-4, Bellinger 2-for-5, that's huge. Caballero had the RBI single. Jazz again, 0-for, but he had good at-bats. And apparently, Max Schumann said that if we were to take his word for it, which why wouldn't we? This is per Gary Phillips of the news. He says, blah, blah, blah. Jazz didn't have the biggest day as the Yankees offense erupted, going 0-for-4, over 3 in RBI to walk, blah, blah, blah. However, Max Schumann said Jazz spoke up during the team's pregame hitters meeting and told the group they're better than they've been playing. And he stressed stacking good at-bats and not folding. I feel like it really brought the guys together, Schumann added, and I think it needed to be said. That is freaking fantastic. And one more thing I want to say, I think we've covered everything on the offensive side of things. It's just a great day offensively. We'll see what it leads to. I do think, at least pressure-wise, this will take a significant role in just like easing everybody up a little bit, you know, myself included. All of a sudden, I think like, oh, it's a reminder to me as a fan, hopefully you as a fan, them as players, more importantly, they're like, yo, you guys aren't bums. A lot of you guys are capable of like not going 0-for-4 every single night. And whether it want to be like just, yo, 14 hits, 12 runs scored. Ben Rice in itself goes a long way. The fact that he's back. And I got my Ben's original rice package yesterday. I was eating rice from Ben's original while I was watching the game yesterday. It was quite nice. They sent me a whole care package. Just at a complimentary, just being nice. It was very, very, very sweet. But, like, you know, holding the bat tighter. Everything we used to hear about, like, the one guy wants to be the hero to fix everything for this offense that's been struggling. A game like yesterday can remove that. McMahon's at bat almost feels like that removed that, at least in game. And then what it leads to remains to be seen. But one other thing I want to say, now that we've covered the offense, shout out to the bullpen. Chavihi, we talked about, Hedrick, everything. Blackburn, solid, whatever. Not whatever. Thank you. Anyways. There was seemingly a sense of urgency a little bit yesterday when the way they were playing. There really was. Like, you notice when the Chandler Simpson triple happened, and I'm not like, you know, crap myself in fear of blowing the game at that point, but I was pretty concerned because it was still a pretty close game at that point. Simpson triples, and I guess it was Yarbrough. Yarbrough did solid yesterday, by the way. He induces a couple pop-outs, and just the way they threw the ball into home. Here's where I might chill out a little bit, and I'm looking for, I guess, optimism, but Jazz fields the first pop out, and he just fires the ball home. Like, there was no lackadaisical, no, like, lollipop vibes, no trying to look cool because my OnlyFans girlfriend's in the stands. Like, nothing like that. He fucking looked like a ball player yesterday. Caught the ball, fired it in. Chandler, you're not scoring on this play. Caballero, granted, he almost threw it into the Yankees' dugout. He fields the ball on the second pop out, the second out, fires that shit in. Bang. Almost in the Yankee dugout, but fine. Chandler Simpson, you're not scoring. And then the third out, fantastic play by Jazz at the middle, finished by a great scoop at first base by Bellinger, and Yankees get out of the inning. And I was watching everything transpire, whether it be the offense, the McMahon at bat, the hustle infield steal. The Yankees looked like yesterday, they're playing with a little bit of a, who's that one NFL coach that said that thing? He's like a fire in their gut. Yes. And it was quite inspiring, Chad. It was quite thrilling, and it was quite beautiful to watch. I almost shed a tear. And it is quite a coincidence as we move on here. The man was in town. Very similar to 2009. Which this story was revealed well before the publishing of this book by Brian Hoke, but it almost makes me want to read it again. Mission 27. Because it's a fantastic excerpt in here of the story that we're all well aware of, where in 2009, the Yankees team was not playing up to expectations in June in Atlanta, and Mr. Brian Cashman showed up. Now, in that case, he actually flew in, and it was a much more, like, bigger deal. But yesterday, the similarity is that he was on the scene. And we're going to hear from Brian Cashman, go through all his quotes that he had, which were quite fascinating, many of them, and a lot of good updates and updates on Judge and all this. All I know is Ryan Cashman was in the ballpark yesterday, and the Yankees were playing with a little bit of dignity, is what I saw yesterday. Offensively, defensively, there was a little extra pep in their step. So am I going to compare this to 2009? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. For right now, I am looking at yesterday's win as a potential turning point in this season. And is it possibly aided by the fact that the man himself, Brian Cashman, was in the ballpark? Yes, I think very much so. I mean, it makes sense. Your boss is around. You scrub the counter a little bit harder. You use a little bit extra Windex. And you make sure he sees it too. You see this, yo? You stay till the very end. You take a 20-minute lunch break instead of a 30-minute lunch break. No lollipops. You throw the ball in. You play baseball. Yanks played baseball yesterday. And that was quite thrilling. Some would call him Cash God, Chad. That remains to be seen. But we are indeed entering the season in which many will refer to him as Cash God, myself included. And I had some very interesting thoughts yesterday when I was hearing him speak. Now, we don't have sound from where he said catcher is an issue, clearly. But that was the first thing we heard from Cashman. I was like, oh shit, Cashman is speaking. And I said, oh shit, it's Cash God season, because we know the Yankees are going to get a catcher. Whether that be Ryan Jeffers, that's my ideal candidate. Next to Hunter Goodman. I want Hunter Goodman. Like, that would be my number one. But that's probably not going to happen, because like, the Rockies aren't going to be trading him, I don't think. And if they were to, yo, it would require a package. I don't think the Yankees would want to give up. Ryan Jeffers is the move. Ryan Jeffers is simple. He's a rental. Wouldn't cost all that much. It'll be quite easy to get that deal done. And we're all going to fall quickly in love with Ryan Jeffers. Yankees are going to get a catcher. And Brian Cashman just made me think even further that that will happen, because, listen, it's obvious, we know that, and he said very much so, like, clearly, catching is an issue. We're so close now at this point. We're 3 weeks away. Now, he did also mention how, you know, going into the draft, more teams are focused on that, and then once that is done, which is next week, once the draft is concluded, then you really get into, like, trade deadline season. But first things first, we are so close to where a quote like that yesterday, and just hearing everything Cashman is saying, it's exciting by default because it's right around the corner. And everything Cashman is saying is essentially like a current thought that will apply with the way he's going to be making phone calls over the next couple of weeks. Catching is an issue. Okay, trade deadline is in 3 weeks. Go get a catcher. I anticipate that he will. Let's hear from Cashman. We're going to run through a few sound bites here. We'll get to the Judge update. But first things first, this was, of course, going into yesterday's win. So at the time, Yankees, you know, lost two in a row, whatever. And don't get me wrong, yesterday does not make us, you know, totally absolved of anything at all. What just happened in the last couple weeks. It was very big to split that series, though. And we now kick the can down the road, as we were saying, was the minimum goal in the series. We're four back in the race, five back in the loss column. But splitting, make no mistake, yesterday just in itself was absolutely huge yesterday. Anyways, here's Brian Cashman from the Yankees' recent struggles. And I actually thought it was a pretty like substantial quote. Like, you know, you're always going to get some fluff with Cashman. You're always going to get some BS. But here's Cashman yesterday going into yesterday's win at the time.
We're losing ground in the standings. Every game counts. Every game's important. We recognize that. No one's sleeping on anything. And no one's assuming that tomorrow, you know, and the next week or coming weeks are all going to be any different. You know, we recognize that you have to earn every day, every way. And right now we haven't been earning you know, what we're capable of. So we'll keep the fight going and hopefully change the narrative sooner than later.
It's Cash God season, chat. That's just the vibe that I'm getting. Now, listen, a lot of people will say some BS and be like, why are you acting like Cashman's going to do anything? Cashman almost always does something. Like last year, listen, first of all, a couple of the deals did work out. But in terms of quantity of players, Cashman acquired five players at last year's deadline. Bednar, Caballero, Duvall, Bird. Forgetting one. Was it four? Who am I forgetting? Maybe it was four. Either way, I mean, that's still... If four players in quantity... Guess who? I understand. Who are the players? That plays a role. Why do I think I'm forgetting one? It was Bednar, Caballero. Those are the good ones. McMahon. God bless him. Bird, Duvall. Five-player deadline last year. Now, two of those deals were flat-out great moves. Bednar's worked out. Caballero's worked out. McMahon... I'm chilling with McMahon right now. I really like Ryan McMahon. I think that trade is now all of a sudden aging better. Duvall, at the time, was a good deal. Clearly has not worked out. Bird is not a good move. But at the time, it was fine. Like, those are the kind of deals that are like, I trust the Yankees. More so last year. At the time, it was like, listen, they have a track record of like turning nothing into something. And they still have that vibe with like Blackburn is of that ilk too, yo. It's like Blackburn, who's excited about the idea of bringing Paul Blackburn back? Well, he's been a great move. Yankees have been missing on some of those kind of guys, though. And Jake Bird is one of them. Mark Leiter was another one of those as well. One thing on that, I need relievers that are not like the Jake Bird type. Like, I need more. I need at least a Bednar or two this year is the vibe for relievers that we need to acquire. Not the Birds, not the Mark Leiters, which those trades have their place. Anyways, point is here, a five-player deadline last year. Go back to 2022. Again, quality of players is one thing. I hear you out on that. But acting like Cashman's going to do nothing is very silly. We've seen him make many moves at the trade deadline. 2022, what was the players in total? Let's see if I can remember. Andrew Benintendi, which that was a good move. Then he had the handmade injury at the worst time. Andrew Benintendi, Frankie Montas, Lou Trevino. Let me keep thinking. Was there anything else? 2022. Bader. There might be one that I'm missing. I feel like there's a reliever in there that I'm forgetting. But nonetheless, that's a four-player deadline. Point is here, and I know what you're saying. You're saying like, Dan, well, especially that 22 deadline, like those players, a lot of them were ass. Very true. Very fair. I think there's a reliever I'm missing in 2022. I got to think of who it is. Shit, he was good at the time too. Efros, five-player deadline. Cashman will acquire players. It's a matter of, are they going to be good trades or not? Sometimes he makes bad trades, sometimes he makes good trades. The worst trade, the Frankie Montas trade was just a bad trade, especially in hindsight, knowing that his shoulder was an issue at the time. The Yankees kind of were aware of that. Duvall, not a bad trade at the time. It just didn't work out. That will happen. Bednar, Caballero, good. Cashman's going to make moves. Cashman's going to go to work. What will those moves be? I think certifiably guaranteed, no doubt about it, we're getting a catcher. Now, will that catcher be Ryan Jeffers? One can only pray to God. Hunter Goodman, likely not, but that's fine. Because that's just not that realistic. Or will it be like a Kyle Higashioka? I'd much rather, of course, get Jeffers. But like a catcher, generally speaking, will be acquired. Relievers. Yankees are going to acquire relievers, especially now with the injury to LeGrande, which a lot of people are saying like LeGrande's like done for the year. Like, no, he's not done for the year. He's just going to be a factor way later on if he is indeed one come this season or at some point in the season. Like, a call-up in September is on the radar still. Like, that is very much possible. But nonetheless, that increases the likelihood the Yankees will acquire a reliever at the deadline. I think we get, at the very minimum, this deadline, three players at the minimum. And this will be a B-minus deadline, C-plus deadline maybe even so. Catcher and two relievers will be acquired. I think at the very least, those three will be brought in. Now, what really will determine this deadline for Cashman is, are we going all in or not? And everything we've discussed at countless length time forever on this show is all the reasons why you have to go all in. American League is ass. Judge is getting older. Cole is getting older. Blah, blah, blah. We brought up yesterday, like, just a fact that, like, yo, right now, Cam Schiller is healthy. Right now, Cam Schiller is the best pitcher in the American League. At some point with any pitcher, whether it be signing Coldwell on your deal, or if we were to sign Scoob in the offseason, or Skeens in 2030, which Yankees are going to get Skeens. Not the deadline, but he's... Yankees already have complete full-on plans to make him a Yankee come his free agency to the point of tampering. You always assume at one point you'll lose a pitcher to a year of some sort of surgery. Well, right now, we're good on that case. Knock on wood. Cole had his Tommy John. Cam is healthy right now. Everybody is all good to go. I don't want to talk about this too much because that's kind of like a weird vibe to put out there. But like, for those who know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. It's like same as like Mizorowski. Like, some shit will go down with him at some point. Just unfortunately how the game works. You still have Judge. Judge is coming back. We'll hear his update in a minute. American League is ass. Baseball. Possibly, / probably, one might say, not going to happen next year. And the callous embarrassment year after year of not winning, this is the time to go all in. It almost kind of feels like with this, I don't want to say core, because like, what is the core? I mean, the core is just the era of Judge, essentially. Like, the Judge era. Capitalizing on the Judge era. Because if you don't, I mean, how old is Judge now? Judge is 34? And let's just say, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion there's no baseball next year, but let's just say there isn't. Next time you see Judge, then after this year, he'd be turning 36 in the April of 2028. Speaks for itself. You go all in this year. So, well, I think there's a minimum floor of they will get a catcher and two relievers. What happens otherwise? That's where you enter in the, what I think this deal is, not even in the category of like overkill slash going all in per se, it's just like an obvious as hell move. Jazz, you had a nice day yesterday. I appreciate your little pregame hype up speech. Luis Arraez is a no-brainer. Go get Luis Arraez. I don't think he's going to get Mason Miller because I don't think the Padres are actually going to trade him from everything I understand. But deals like that, that's where you enter. Once you check the boxes of, all right, they're going to get a catcher and a couple relievers. After that, you get into the Luis Arraez, whether it's and or him and this sort of thing, where it's like you enter the Tarik Skubal conversation. You enter the Mason. Skubal is so interesting because on one hand, you know, yeah, the Tigers getting back into it. They're only, the Tigers probably make the playoff. Like, they're probably going to win the AL Central, let's be honest. And they might buy at the deadline. But remember, all the trade talk about Tarik Skubal stemmed starting from the offseason, which was assuming that the Tigers would be like the far and away favorites to run away with the AL Central and like be the division winners. So how much does them actually being in the race have a role in the fact of whether or not they will trade Skubal or not? Because again, like that was, it was assumed while everybody was talking this in the offseason about this being not just a possibility, but to some, a likelihood that the Tigers would trade Tarik Skubal this deadline. And that was kind of operating the assumption that like the Tigers are probably going to be leading the AL Central. So I don't know how much of a role it actually plays, the fact that they're still in the race or not. But a guy like Skubal, that's where I really get excited, or just the idea of being interested in something like that, where you make the obvious corrections on this roster where there's holes, catcher and bullpen, and then it's a matter of, all right, are we really trying to win this year or just like give ourselves a chance? Catcher and bullpen, you figure that out, that like brings you back like up to water and like it gives you, all right, we're there, we're up, we could win. You could do your best to make sure you win. And that to me is why this deadline is the most fascinating one of Brian Cashman's career. And I like the way he was talking yesterday. More on the deadline a little bit later. Let's hear the update on Aaron Judge, though. Here's Cashman on that.
It's about the six-week mark for Aaron Judge. Has he been re-imaged yet? Is there a plan to have him re-imaged?
Yeah, we're going to re-image him during the All-Star break. So that'll give us a real idea of where that currently sits. But I don't think we want to put him at risk, you know, of coming back while still injured, which would imply, again, he should be asymptomatic before we turn him loose. So I think if he's asymptomatic and not feeling anything and they're showing healing, then I think it's probably appropriate to get him going again.
All right, so the update there obviously being that Judge is getting his re-imaging during the All-Star break, and there was some quotes going out that like had some people kind of concerned, which were that Cashman was saying, we don't anticipate to be fully healed. Well, we know that. That was always going to be the case. And I've seen this dance before where people be like, oh, Judge's toe after LA, it'll never be the same. People start tweaking about that. The arm, people just assume it's inevitable Judge is going to get Tommy John surgery. Oftentimes, like, there's a lot of panic here that is unnecessary, although I do get it, especially the way like things have been going lately. What matters here is what Cashman said. I think it was in that soundbite, but later on he also would say how it's a matter of him being asymptomatic, without symptoms. If Judge's imaging comes back to the point where he is cleared to begin upper body rehab work and upper body workouts, that is the news that we're looking for. We're not looking for it to be the most perfectly healed rib of all time. And could this possibly mean like, yo, we're looking at an 80% Judge, 75% Judge? Very much so. That I think we kind of knew. We just need this to be, make no mistake, we need this to be an imaging that comes back that shows enough healing to begin further rehab process. So I don't tweak over those quotes yesterday because that's nothing new. That's stuff we already kind of were aware of, which is that the rib at some point this year like won't be healed. And in Judge's case, like, understand this. The fact that no baseball next year plays a role in this conversation, in that conversation, the deadline conversation, every single conversation, because on Judge's end, the Yankees' end, it's like, there's no thing where you're trying to save him for next year, per se. Now, you don't rush him back and be stupid, because you could warrant or risk injuring him this year to what you don't have in the playoffs. You don't want that. But, like, if you're a Judge, it's, all right, I'm 80%. I'm good enough to be in the lineup, good enough to play. Now, maybe he won't hit four homers in a week. He might hit you one, but just his mere presence alone can help you win games and just improve Bellinger, improve the entire team. Everything we know about Aaron Judge. What we need is for him to begin this rehab process, and that starts with upper body workouts. And if the imaging comes back clear enough that he's getting in the All-Star break, that is all we need. That is the first step here. And then we'll continue to monitor the situation. But that was good news hearing that yesterday. And just being able to put a graphic up on Yanks that says, with Judge's beautiful portrait, and says, update, Judge to get re-imaging during the All-Star break. Now, obviously, if it were to come back, like, it hasn't showed enough healing, that would suck. I mean, that's a new show. But you would think there will be showed enough healing. We're not looking for it to be completely healed. We're looking for it to show healing in the process of healing to the point where, yes, he can begin upper body workouts, and then we go from there. We're looking at a mid to late August return. We always say it on here, but, like, my true, like, not ideal scenario, but, like, line of demarcation for me is always Labor Day. Labor Day, Labor Day, Labor Day, because you want him to get back enough time to shake off any IL rust. And when we say, like, damn, we might be out of the playoff picture by then, I don't see that happening. I could forgive you for, you know, being worried about that. And honestly, especially after yesterday, too, I'm less worried about it because I think that is going to play a big role in the way the Yankees play going forward. It's so imperative, by the way, that we finish strong against the Nationals in this first half. And then we'll really be able to, like, yo, go to the beach and put our feet up for a few days. Because the Yankees can take 2 out of 3 against the Nationals, look good. Like, tonight's important for the Yanks. Like, you got to, I'm not saying you got to score 12 runs again, but, like, the Nationals pitching ain't great. Weathers, don't crap yourself tonight, but, like, we got to just take care of business against the Nationals. 2 out of 3. Doesn't have to be the most beautiful series played ever. I mean, give me good defense and all that. We are facing a lefty tonight, so, you know, Rosario, hold your own at third, which he did in Tampa Bay. We'll have Cam going on Saturday. I think Sunday will be Will Warren. But anyways, nonetheless, like, you got to take 2 out of 3 against the Nationals. And just, like, we'll go into the All-Star break feeling good. Because I think yesterday, truly, just in terms of momentum, ease and tension and all that, like, will serve a big role going forward for this team, especially if they finish with 2 out of 3 against the Nationals. And then you go into the All-Star break, we reset for the Dodgers, whatever. I do think this team is going to make the playoffs. You get Judge back for that. And if, you know, he's at a point where, again, even if it's 75, 80%, that will go so far. That will go so far. So imaging, I hope that all does come back clean enough to where he can begin the upper body workouts and all that. That was good news here that yesterday. I mean, just good news in the sense of, one, like, there's no setbacks, knock on wood. Because, like, you also could have gotten that yesterday. Like, Judge re-aggravated something. It's very easy. Plouffe talked about this all the time. Like, Plouffe has had rib injuries. And, like, you essentially can't even, like, you can't really do nothing. Like, it affects your breathing. It affects, it's like, it's not a thing where, like, or you just put your arm in a cast and you don't use your arm, or, like, you walk with crutches because you have a leg injury. It's like, you could be taking a dump and, like, you could re-aggravate your rib. You know what I'm saying? Like, so no setbacks. That's good news. We'll leave it there. Let's see what the update says come the All-Star break. And then we'll go from there. But in terms of what we're at right now, don't be worried about that update on Judge. That was good news. Good news. We're moving along. We're furthering this process, and then we'll get a big next step when we hear the update come, the actual reimaging. Anyways, next question to Cashman is, it was about, does Aaron Judge's injury change your plans at all regarding the deadline and adding a bat? We'll hear more about another question about adding a hitter, but this is in particular regards to Judge. Cashman, I thought, just for the way he speaks, had a pretty good response here.
No, I mean, I think we're open-minded in the deadline to try to improve ourselves, period. End of story. You know, we'll evaluate what's available and try to push in on anything that makes sense that we can acquire that will make us better, you know, whether it's pitching or offense. So it doesn't change anything.
I'm telling you, I know you can't take much of what Cashman says with, like, acting like he gives you the most, like, I don't know, inspiring sentences ever. And maybe I'm reading too much into it. I think this man is ready to go to work. I think we're going to have ourselves a deadline, Chad. And there's pressure on him to put together what I think, again, is the most important deadline of his career and to finally solidify this roster, not just to a point where you're filling up holes, but to where you're open to anything. If Scooble's available, you make the phone call. If Miller's available, you make the phone call. Offensively, go get Luis Arraez. Cashman mentions both offensively upgrading and on the pitching end of things, which, no, we need both. I think he's going to do both. Now, speculative, obviously. And is that quote, like, guarantee anything? No. What I do think, though, is quantity of players. We will be adding a lot of reinforcements come this deadline. Remains to be seen. What will those reinforcements be? Well, we'll see what they are, and then we'll judge it then. What's exciting is, I think, just opinion-wise, speculating, like, I think Cashman's ready to go to work. He knows he has to upgrade and then some. And we're so close to seeing it through with this, yo. Like, we're 3 weeks away now from the deadline. August 3rd, 6 p.m. And not to mention, like, the All-Star break, is like, next week essentially doesn't exist. So it's like, right now it's July 10th, but it's almost like we're playing MLB The Show, and I get to simulate a week. It's essentially, like, because it's National Series, and it'll be July 12th. But then, like, the calendar goes from July 12th to July 18th, essentially. And then, like, think about that. July 18th. We can almost talk right now as if it's basically July 18th in a way. Because it's like, the All-Star break, whatever. That's not real. And then the deadline is 2 weeks away. Like, we're right there. And, of course, August 3rd is not when all these trades take place. I mean, when did we acquire McMahon last year? I'm kind of trying to remember, but I think it was, like, July, like, 25th type vibes. I mean, think about 2017, a while ago. But when we acquired D-Rob, Frazier, Tommy Canley from the White Sox, that was, like, I want to say that was, like, July 20th or something like that. So, like, there'll be deals, maybe not during the Dodgers. When we acquired Benintendi, I think that was, like, around July 20th. So, like, I bet you, and I would like to think, by the way, that will there be an acquisition made by the Dodgers series? No, probably not. But speaking of Benintendi, I remember around that time, it came after a rough loss, and it was like, oh, man, like, this sucks. The Yankees lost a really bad game. And 5 minutes later, you got over it because the Yankees acquired Andrew Benintendi. And it was very early on in the deadline time frame. So point is, we're there. And we're going to find out what this is going to be very soon. And not just soon in fact of, yo, August 3rd is right around the corner. It's once a draft is done, which is next week during the break, or I don't know when it is. I think it's in a few days. Might even be this weekend, honestly. I think it's a few days. We're right there. So we're going to find out very soon. And remember, we're live for the actual deadline day, but we'll be live covering this. This is the one issue we run into with the morning Yankee show. It's like, we'll be live a lot during the afternoon as well. There'll be times throughout the night where we just go live because something breaks or we hear a big rumor. Very exciting times coming forward with baseball in general, Yankees, Brian Cashman. Here is, I want to play one more soundbite. This is about just the Yankees' struggles offensively lately and the possibility of adding a hitter, Brian Cashman was asked.
Do you view adding a hitter as a priority at this point?
I'm going to keep it general. I think trying to find ways to get better is, you know, both with what we currently have, but also in evaluating, you know, that on a daily basis and with the alternative choices that we might have at AAA and then what's available outside the organization.
So interesting. What is interesting there, of course, is a couple things. Really, the main thing is internally at AAA. Who's he talking about? Now, LeGrande is still a factor here. He is. Because September, apparently, he could be back. Who is he talking about? George Lombard Jr. He said, let me get the exact quote up. But Cashman said on Lombard, who is beginning rehab soon. Of course, he had his little like hand sprain or whatever. Cashman said on Lombard that he might, this is a quote, might be a choice at some point in the second half. He said he's plug and play, ready to go defensively, which we knew that, and has closed the gap he had coming this season offensively. I think George Lombard Jr. gets called up in the second half. I've kind of been thinking that it's going to happen. There's actually two scenarios here, or three. One is that quote means nothing. But I believe already that Lombard was going to be a factor in the second half. Just trying to read Cashman a little bit, which is probably stupid to do, I know. But, like, just telling my, like, for whatever reason, you may think I'm crazy. My opinion, like, gun in my head, I think George Lombard Jr. gets called up in the second half. Or this ain't a Caleb Durbin situation. We know that. But does it hurt the value of George Lombard Jr. saying, hey, he's at a point where he might be ready to play for the New York Yankees this second half? Does that hurt his value in a potential trade? Obviously not. I don't think the Yankees are going to trade George Lombard Jr. Now, I keep emphasizing kind of in a way to make a point that, like, everybody should be on the table. But emphasis on, like, you don't look to trade Lombard, but, like, in a deal where it makes sense, I'm certainly down to do it. I don't think he's going to trade him, but I do think George Lombard Jr. will be called up in the second half. is what I get from that. And I think he could end up being our shortstop come October. Honestly, that might be like a hot take. I don't know. And I never say things for the sake of a hot take because this ain't WFA and I couldn't give two shits. But mentions internally at AAA. LeGrand, he's a factor there as well. He could be called up in September still despite the injury. Lombard's there as a factor. And then you also mentioned, of course, externally. I think we're looking at a team that we should still have a lot of hope for. And yo, yesterday's win helps me out a little bit here. I feel a lot better after that. But nonetheless, I'd be saying the same thing, which is that the obvious, and yo, Judge will be coming back. Stanton, by the way, update on him. If those didn't hear, he probably did, but like totally different. Like it's a calf injury, same calf, but like it's a new injury that he dealt with. So not like a setback. It's a new injury. So now he's beginning running again. It's a new injury that we heard as a setback 3 weeks ago. It's that time frame, but it was not a setback. It was like a new injury. He has begun running. I'm hoping maybe we can get Stanton by like, maybe Stanton can come back by like the deadline or early August. I don't know, but Judge is coming back. Stanton will be back at some point, whatever. Freed is coming back. We know that. Lombard will be a factor in the second half. It sounds like at least that's possible. LeGrand, hey, don't bank on him, but don't rule him out yet either. And then we have the trade deadline. The team that we've been watching the last couple weeks is not the team that we will watch come October, is the final point here to make. So rest easy knowing that. Now, we don't know what that'll lead to. It remains to be seen what that'll lead to. We'll just watch and find out for ourselves. Don't got to predict that the season is over. By my end, predict that they're going to win a World Series. Well, actually, since you bring that up, Chad. No. For right now, I'm chilling. Right now, I'm chilling. I'm still nervous to sell about the AL East. But yesterday's win was huge. I liked hearing from Brian Cashman yesterday. And I liked the way the Yankees played with Brian Cashman on the premises yesterday. I think Cashman gave some pretty decent quotes. I think that was at least an update that I appreciated on Aaron Judge. Just hearing about it, honestly. And until I hear bad news, like, that's good news. And everything that we heard about Judge's reimaging goes in line with what we knew would be the case, which is that it's not going to be fully healed. We know that. We're going to get to a point where it's healed enough that he can begin the upper body workouts and that part of the rehab process and just continue to take steps. That would be a step forward. We'll get reimaged during the All-Star break. We'll hear about that. But like, we've had a lot of bad days lately. A lot of bad days. And there'll be more bad days. Might be a bad day tonight. Better not be. But we might. Yesterday, Thursday, July 9th, for all what it was, just one day, was a good day. It's a good day, and we'll see what it leads to. But for now, that'll do it with the Cashman stuff. Three-game set begins against the Nationals tonight. Pitching matchups, yeah, tonight is Weathers versus, I could not tell you at all who this man is that is pitching for the Nationals, but lefty Carson Palmquist, career 8.63 ERA, I mean, only in 40 innings pitched. Former third overall pick. He's a lefty, so we'll probably see Rosario at third. You might see Volpe in there tonight. By the way, the Yankees, Volpe only played one game, started only one game in that four-game set against Tampa Bay. Very telling. Very telling. I remain of the belief that Volpe will not be starting at shortstop come October for the Yankees. And this series, I think, told you that. Three out of the four games, who was starting at shortstop? Jose Caballero against the Tampa Bay Rays. I mean, that almost answers it in itself. And not to mention, what did Boone say about game one? Was asked, is this your best defensive line, best defensive alignment? Where we had, you know, Caballero at short, McMahon at third, all that. Boone said yes. I am of firm belief now at this point, which was just a belief before, but maybe it was slight like manifesting optimism. After the series, I think the Yankees are going with Jose Caballero as their starting shortstop. Now, that's with the Lombard stuff aside, but I'm saying Caballero versus Volpe. They clearly now are telling us, no, we do prefer Caballero. Because again, Volpe, one start at shortstop this entire series. I would not be shocked if you see Volpe at short tonight, Rosario at third. But it shouldn't be, but whatever. Nonetheless, Carson Palmquist, lefty going for the Nationals tonight. 6:45 start time on Yes, Weathers versus Palmquist, so battle of lefties. 4:05 start time on Saturday, Cam making his final start for the All-Star break. And versus Miles Michaelis, who has been not good, right-hander, 37 years old he is now, damn, 5.78 ERA, 19 starts. The Nationals do not have a good pitching staff, so the Yankees want to continue the momentum from yesterday, just winning and pitching alone, or pitching in itself. This is a good series to do so. And then Sunday for the Nationals is TBD. For us, it's Will Warren. Bottom line is, yo, take 2 out of 3. Keep the momentum going. Offensively, hopefully, you know, we carry over what we did yesterday into this weekend. We'll be live possibly tonight, but for a couple games, I'm sure. At the very least, one game for this National Series. But, yo, here's the vibe. 2 out of 3, beat the Nationals, go into the All-Star break. We'll put our feet up as a team, as a fan base. I'll go down to the shore, to the beach. By the way, programming note, morning shows next week while we're always Monday through Friday. And by the way, click like on the stream if you haven't already. If you could click like, it does help out a great deal. Morning shows were always live Monday through Friday. Baseball today is only going, I think, twice next week. We'll have a show or two next week during the All-Star break, but it'll be a slight, like, I'm technically going on a untechnical PTO next week. That's just kind of what I do. When the Yankees are off, I'm off. And, like, beautiful company, Jumbo Media always kind of recognizes that. So I'll be, like, off next week, but we'll have a show here or there. I'll be down the shore. But nonetheless, we're gearing up for the deadline. We're gearing up for the second half. And for right now, I am in a good spot as a Yankee fan again, which could go away after tonight. We don't know, but that's what we do. One day at a time. And that's exactly the vibe, yo. So great win yesterday. I thought some good stuff from Brian Cashman. Three-game set against the Nationals begins tonight, and I think that's all we got for this episode of the Morning Yankee Show. Reminder, we're also on podcast, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that. Live Monday through Friday here on YouTube every morning. And also, I think I definitely will be doing a tier list video come the conclusion of the first half. So we'll do an updated grading every Yankee player tier list video coming soon. Anyways, I got to get out of here. Baseball today is going early today before talking baseball. So I got to get on some further prep there. That'll do for this episode. We all have a great day and a great weekend. I'll see you for a watch party either tonight, a couple times throughout the weekend for Yankees Nats. Anyways, that will indeed do it now. I'll see you guys next time. Till then, let's go Yanks.